For months after Governor Janet Mills expanded Medicaid, nearly 19,000 low-income Mainers have signed up. It's estimated another 50,000 are eligible. Expansion of the program ended a years-long battle that began in the legislature and ended in court after former Governor Paula Page refused to implement the voter-approved law. Patty White brings us the stories of some of the people who've been waiting for coverage and now have it.
Donna Wall of Lewiston is the primary caretaker of her twin boys. They're 20 years old and have severe autism.
They're adults, right? But they function as a two-year-old because I have to bathe them, shave them, cut their hair, wipe their butts. I do everything for them.
By the time her boys get dropped off from a day program in the mid-afternoon, Wall has already set out their snack, which they devour.
Good job. Good boy. Did you eat all those nuggets?
Yeah,
those were good, huh? All right.
And she puts away the boots they've kicked off in the middle of the floor.
Oh, you guys, you're killing me here.
When her boys were younger, Wall had health insurance under MainCare, the state version of Medicaid. But when they turned 18, officially adults, she lost her coverage. During that time Wall was uninsured, she slipped and fell on ice while delivering newspapers and broke her ankle.
And I have like $50,000 in medical debt that I can't pay. Just because of, you know, not having any insurance.
Wall says she doesn't know what to do about her medical bills. But now that Medicaid is expanded, she at least has coverage again. And she says that gives her some comfort.
I can go get a medical checkup and I don't have to feel like a bag lady or something.
While Wall had to contend with a catastrophic event when she was uninsured, Hillary Baker of Wales had to manage a chronic condition. She has diabetes and says during the past 18 months when she didn't have insurance, she relied on a hospital discount program to buy insulin for $50 a month, but it was still unaffordable.
It was basically, you know, begging off people as much as, you know, as much as I could, much as I dared. And then, you know, before it became too desperate, I started rationing.
Baker says she applied for MainCare coverage several times after it was supposed to go into effect last summer and finally received approval in February.
It was just such a relief. I was so happy. I did a little dance in the middle of the room.
29-year-old Paris K. O'Leary of Biddeford says his new coverage under MainCare expansion opens up his budget for things like school and eventually a car. He has epilepsy and previously had insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace. But he says the copays, premiums, and prescription costs consumed much of his paycheck working in fast food.
So many other things that I'm, you know, haven't been able to afford that I need that money can go to, you know, and I can feel like I'm not risking, you know, my health.
Tricia, who asked that we not use her last name, also hopes that her new coverage under MainCare will help bring balance to her life. She says she has thyroid issues and environmental and chemical allergies that put her in a perpetual brain fog.
I'm an editor, and sometimes it just takes me forever to do something that should take me a really short amount of time. I can't call up a word. I can't remember to put a comma here or not. So it's really difficult.
Tricia says she qualified for free basic health care through a hospital program while she was uninsured. But now that she has MainCare, she's able to see a provider she's wanted to see for years.
Hi there, I'm Persis.
Hi, Persis. I'm so happy to meet you.
I'm so happy to meet you.
I have been looking forward for 2 years to seeing you.
Oh my gosh.
Persis Hope is a functional nurse practitioner at Maine General's Thayer Center for Health in Waterville. Tricia thinks Hope will be able to address the underlying causes of her health issues.
They look at your emotional state. They look at trauma you've had in your life. They look at what you eat. They look at how you sleep. They look at how your mental attitude is and put it all together to try to get to the root cause.
So tell me about how your health has been.
There's probably a few things, which is brain fog.
Okay.
Now that she has insurance, Tricia says she's hopeful she'll be able to feel better and move forward. The Mills administration expects to enroll all of the estimated 70,000 Mainers eligible for the expanded Medicaid program by the end of the year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.